This morning, I want to carry you through some definitions. And I realize that this is more informational than actually being exegetical and even sermonic. And I recognize that we're in a wonderful thing, the master's class, lessons from our Lord. You can pay money, go online and let Samuel L. Jackson, with his expertise, teach you the art of acting. Or you can pay money and get Oprah Winfrey to give you her expertise, how she's mastered her craft. Or even Steph Curry teach you how to shoot, handle the basketball. I really did like the one who was teaching the skill of guitar. I could just see myself being B.B. King, bringing back the thrill. But only Jesus has mastered life. And he is the only expert in helping us to learn how to live. The word master in the scripture has at least five words that help us to understand who our master is. The Greeks used many words to describe the experiences that they had in life. So, the English language is not able to capture a lot of the significance of certain words or certain experiences. But if you know your God, he purposely used the Greek language, Koine Greek, in order to share with us his message, because it is a language that has more exactness than any in the world. The word master has at least five words to help us to understand who our master is. The first one is didaskalos, which means teaching the things of God and the duties of men. Didaskalos is a word that is used 58 times where Jesus is called teacher. Jesus was saying, John 13:13, ye call me master and Lord, you call me teacher. And he said, ye say well, for so I am. If you want a message, a title for the message, they called him Master. And in calling him Master, they used the word didaskalos, teacher. When Nicodemus came to him, John 3, in verse number 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a didaskalos. But here's the key, come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. 58 times he's called teacher throughout the New Testament, especially the Gospels. If you picked up on it, Nicodemus said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, is master. But the word rabbi is also master. So it's almost like he said, Master, we know that thou art a master, but he has two ways of emphasizing master. Not just as a teacher, but when he says rabbi, the word rabbi comes from a Greek word which simply means honorable sir. Great one. It is an official title. It's almost as though when you walk up to Mr. Trump, you want to say President Trump. Well, that wasn't a good example, but President is his title. Rabbi was used as a title of distinction. But all of these words, rabbi, master, didaskalos, master, you just have to know the emphasis. Watch how this word, rabbi, is used again. In Mark 9:5, the Bible says, And Peter answered and said unto Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. He's honoring Jesus. Well, how do I know he's honoring him? By saying, Master, Rabbi. He says, Let us make here three tabernacles, because what he has just experienced is Jesus Christ being transfigured. And so he is speaking to him in an honorable way, giving him the title of Master. Another word is Kathegetes. 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 Now this word is used and translated master as well. Now this is where it is used. Where is Kathegetes used? Matthew 23:8-10. This word, when it's used for master, is a leader or a guide. It refers to one who goes before others. Matthew 23:8-10. Watch what the Bible says. Watch what Jesus says as he speaks to his disciples concerning the scribes and the Pharisees. Jesus says, in verse number 5, he says, But all their works they do for to be seen of men, they make broad their phylacteries. enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feasts and chief seats in the synagogues. And watch what he says. And greetings in the market, and they love to be called of men rabbi. In other words, they want to be honored. And that's why they love the title rabbi. But Jesus says to his disciples, but be not ye called rabbi. For, watch this, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. In other words, he is admonishing his disciples, stay away from titles of honor. Men, especially the scribes and the Pharisees, wanted those titles, but Jesus says, you don't have but one leader. You don't have but one guide. You only have one who has the right to direct you, and that is the Christ. He says, and call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven. Neither be ye called, here it is again, masters. Don't be called kathegetes. For one is your master, even Christ. So he says it twice. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. So he is moving us away from this idea of self-aggrandizement and desiring to be elevated and honored. In other words, he's pushing us away from this idea of expertise and mastery and honor of men. He said, you don't have but one, one master, and that is the Christ. If you know men, let me stay with my paper. The fourth one is, that I want to share with you, is epistates. Now, this word is, if you say epi, E-P-I, and then put the word states with it, but it's pronounced epistates. This one carries with it the idea of being a chief, a commander, an overseer, having authority. Now, didaskalos is the teacher. Rabbi is honor, position of honor. Kathegetes is, he is the only who has the right to guide and to lead. But when the word epistates is used for master, this carries the idea of authority. So not only is he a teacher, not only is he deserving of honor, not only is he your guide, but he has authority. And when they use this word, this is interesting. Luke chapter 5 and verse number 1, watch what the Bible says. And it came to pass that the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. He stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon Peter, and prayed that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. But watch this. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down thy net for a draught. And Simon Peter answering said unto him, epistates, which is master. We have toiled all the night. In other words, I understand your authority. I got your authority. But we have toiled all night. But inasmuch as you are the authority, nevertheless, at thy word. In other words, when you speak, I may not like it. I may not think that it's expedient. But because I assess and I see you as an authority figure, I will, not in a teaching mode here, but from authority. Here's another example. In Luke chapter 8 and verse number 22, now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship and his disciples, and you know the story, I don't have time, but watch this. You remember when the ship was in the midst of the storm and they came to him and woke him saying, watch this, Master, Master, we perish. The word that they use here is authority. In other words, you have the authority. You have the authority over this condition. Not just authority as Lord over us, but you have the authority over the wind. You have authority over the waves, and you have authority over everything. In other words, they were ascribing to him authority in a much broader significance. You and I, as I have given you four, didaskalos, rabbi, kathegetes, epistates, I know it doesn't sound right, but it's right. Amen. I practice all weekend. Amen. Now watch this. The fifth one is Kyrios. Now, this one is Lord. This is Lord. I've given you five just to talk about the master's class. So when you come into this series and you see the word master, here's what you're going to recognize. The fifth one is Kyrios. It is used 748 times, which means this is the one that is used the most. Are you with me? Here's where it is used. In Matthew 6:24, Jesus said, no man can serve two lords, two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other. The word Lord, master, means that a person, now this, you know, when you were in slavery, you remember when, I know you weren't in slavery, but you remember slavery? You remember slavery? And they always called him what? They always called him what? Now, I know, as we look at this word master, we don't like to use master from that perspective of someone belonging to another person. But this is Kyrios, which is used 748 times in the New Testament, which tells me that the Lord does own us. He has the power of deciding concerning our welfare. He controls us. Now, I know you just want somebody to instruct you. I know you just want somebody to guide you. I know you just want somebody, amen, to have authority in your life to do what needs to be done to calm the storms of your life. I know that. I believe the same thing. I don't want anybody owning me. I don't want anybody saying that you are mine and you do what I say. But this is the one that the Lord has given, that we must understand we are not our own. We have been bought with a price. So as we go through, I want you to remember these five designations as they all relate to who the master is. I just believe, as I close, I look at the people who have these master classes, And I don't understand why they are unable to master their own lives. They know how to play a guitar. They know how to play tennis. They know how to shoot. I'm preaching now. They know how to sing, and they know how to act. They know all of these things. But when you go and look at their lives and look at the way that they live and the things that are involved in their being, you find out that these people are not happy. They can shoot a basketball, but they're not happy. They can act, but they're not happy. I was listening to the news where Paris Jackson, the daughter of Michael Jackson, who inherited millions of dollars, she has tried to commit suicide 5 times. And you ask yourself, why is it that somebody who has all of that money and all of that prestige would want to commit suicide? I'll tell you why. Because they haven't learned how to master life. Solomon, listen to me well as I close. Solomon, when he took on life and experienced all that life had to offer, here's his conclusion. He said, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. That's the way he put it. But when Jesus came on the scene, Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. In other words, I'm going to teach you how to live in this life. I have mastered life. I've come into this life and I've mastered life. I took it on in the form of a man and I've mastered it. I am the master of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Life came from me. Life is me. If you want to have good experience, success, out of all of the things that go on in your life, you let the master teach you. Let him instruct you. Let him guide you. Let him control you. If you're going to give yourself to somebody, give yourself to Jesus. He is the master. May God bless us and may God keep us. So as we go through this series, I want you to remember, every time you hear the word master, you're going to think about he's an instructor. You're going to think about that he is to be honored. You're going to think about that he is the only one who can lead and guide. He is the only one who has authority over my life. And I do belong to him because he is my Lord. And when you do that, and we go through the master's class, lessons from the Lord, you have, I believe, the secret to making life sublime. You're here this morning. I'm asking you to give your life to this master. Give your life to Jesus Christ. You may not have mastered the other things, but you can master life, and that's because he is the life. You've heard the gospel. Believe it with all of your heart. Repent of your sin. Confess Christ. Come to him. Surrender yourself to baptism for the remission of your sins. Come right now while together we stand and sing, Will You Come?
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I will hasten to him. So glad and free, Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee.